Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am John Syantan with Evening News. The headlines. Government decides to revisit Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 with possibility of partially lifting in certain areas. Government set to review Nagaland Communitization of Public Institutions and Services Act of 2002. Massive landslide near Zuza Bridge leaves around 100 trucks stranded in Jumukadima district. And resident doctors call off their strike after Supreme Court's intervention on safety concerns. In a significant move, Nagaland government has decided to revisit the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 with the possibility of partially lifting the prohibition in certain areas. This decision was made during a cabinet meeting held today at Nagaland Civil Secretariat, Kohima. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.J. Kenye, and spokesperson of the state government, briefing media, highlighted the need to reconsider the NLTP Act, which has not been reviewed since its enactment over 3 decades ago. Kenya emphasized that the state must address critical issues such as the unchecked and unregulated inflow of illegal liquor, which poses serious health risks, particularly to the younger generation. He pointed out that the absence of regulatory mechanisms has given free rein to bootleggers, allowing them to smuggle in substandard and potentially harmful liquor. Kenya acknowledged the efforts of the church leaders and law enforcement in curbing the menace of alcohol, but noted that total prohibition has not succeeded in Nagaland, much like in other parts of the world. He stressed that while Nagaland is a proud Christian state, it must also confront the realities of modern society and adopt a balanced approach. The minister suggested that the state government might consider partial lifting of the prohibition in specific areas, coupled with strict regulations to manage liquor distribution and consumption. Furthermore, he also indicated that this issue could be brought up in the upcoming assembly session for further discussion and possible amendments. Nagaland government is set to review the Nagaland Communitization of Public Institutions and Services Act of 2002, particularly focusing on the power sector. The decision was taken today during a cabinet meeting held today at Nagaland Civil Secretariat, Kohima. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.J. Kenye, and spokesperson of the state government, briefing the media, stated that the current communitization system, which entrusts village authorities with managing power tariffs through single-point metering, has not yielded the desired results, especially in urban and suburban areas. As a result, the government is considering repealing this approach and replacing it with modern technologies such as smart metering. These new systems aim to enhance efficiency and reduce losses in the power sector. Additionally, the cabinet discussed amending services rules for grade 3 and 4 staff within the Public Health Engineering Department, PHED, and the Power Department. After a thorough review, the government intends to review and make certain amendments to address the aspirations of field staff, workers and grievances, which would contribute to a healthier functioning of the government. The cabinet meeting also covered various other pending issues across multiple departments, while it also informed that the assembly would also take up discussions on Naga political issue, besides the NLTP Act 1989. A massive landslide near Zuza Bridge under Setsa Zabza in Kohima district has caused significant disruption along National Highway 29, leaving approximately 100 trucks stranded near Chadeo River Bridge in Jumukadima district. The landslide, triggered by relentless rains, has completely blocked the highway, making it impassable for both commercial and private vehicles. The stranded truck drivers, who have been stuck at the site for the past 5 days, expressed growing frustration and concern as they await clearance to continue their journey to Kohima. Drivers and their vehicles are facing harsh conditions with limited access to food and amenities while waiting for the highway to reopen. In the light of the disruption, the All Nagaland Taxi Association has fixed the taxi fare between Kohima and Dimapur, setting a new rate of 500 rupees per passenger due to the longer and diverted route. Authorities are working round the clock to clear the debris and restore normalcy, but with the ongoing weather challenges, it remains unclear when the highway will be fully operational again. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Resident Doctors Association, RDA, of All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital have called off their strike. The decision comes in response to the appeal and direction of the Supreme Court. The RDA of AIIMS said in a statement that it extends its sincere appreciation to the Supreme Court for taking cognizance of the R.G. Carr Medical College incident and addressing the broader issue of safety and security for healthcare workers across the country. The association also commended the formation of the National Task Force to ensure that these concerns are addressed promptly and effectively. The RDA of RML Hospital, in a statement, said that as their concerns are being addressed by the Supreme Court, they have decided to withhold the strike. The resident doctors were on strike in protest against the alleged sexual assault and murder of a trainee doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital and demanding safety and security of healthcare professionals and justice for the victim. Dimapur District Administration has decided to set up Aadhaar camps in schools by first week of September for carrying out mandatory biometric update catering to the age group of 5 to 7 years and 15 to 17 years. The decision was taken during a meeting held under the chairmanship of ADC Dimapur, Zakapo V. Rotoka, at the DC's conference hall, Dimapur, yesterday. Rotoka sought the cooperation of the school administrators during the Aadhaar biometric update exercise in order to avoid inconveniences to the Aadhaar holders, especially students, as failure may lead to deactivation and result in authentication failures. The meeting was attended by DEO, TPRO, All Nagaland Private Schools Association, Dimapur Unit, Nagaland School Alliance, along with the district administration of Dimapur. Delhi Police Special Cell busted an Al-Qaeda-inspired module by detaining six individuals from Pewari, Rajasthan, who were undergoing weapons training. Apart from this, around eight suspects have been detained from Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh. According to Delhi Police, the module was being led by Dr. Ishtiyak of Ranchi and was aspiring to declare Khilafat and execute severe terrorist activities within the country. Interrogations are currently underway at various locations, and additional arrests are anticipated. 15 places in Ranchi, one in Rajasthan, and one in Alikar have been raided. Recoveries of arms, ammunition, and literature from several locations are also in progress. Special Cell of Delhi Police conducted intelligence-based operations with coordination of state police forces of Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. A three-day book fair organized by Bookswala commenced today at Lekia Hall, Orchid Colony in Woka. Over 1 lakh books from various genres, including mystery, thriller, non-fiction, motivational books, romance, children's literature and science fiction are on display. Despite inclement weather condition, people throng the fair where books are being sold at 400 rupees per kilogram. And now, trendy news, here are the headlines again. Government decides to revisit Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 with possibility of partially lifting in certain areas. Government set to review Nagaland Communitization of Public Institutions and Services Act of 2002. Massive landslide near Tsiza Bridge leaves around 100 trucks stranded in Jumukadima district. And resident doctors call off strike after Supreme Court's intervention on safety concerns. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.